Well, we like to keep up to date with Transcare to find out what they are doing around the Hunter. Joining me to have a chat this morning, General Manager Gary Lane. Gary, are you well?
Very well, thanks, Andrew. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. What is happening with the Wellness and Reablement Program?
Obviously it's stopped for some time because of the COVID-19, but We're back up and running again now. We've recently had a gardening celebrity up, Brendan Moore, who delivered a workshop on plants around the home.
Right.
And that was through August and the beginning of September. We've currently delivering technology around the home, and we've got some other programs coming up, arts as therapy and pets as therapy coming up shortly.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. If anyone would like to find out some more details about that program, what should they do?
They are for our Commonwealth Home Support Program clients, and they are in contact. We're in contact with them, but you can see the information on our website, on our events page.
And Gary, what's happening with the NDIS, please?
We've been a registered NDIS provider for about a year and a half now. It's not our core business. Our core business is aged care and transport, community transport.
Yep.
So our board's made a decision to not re-register as an NDIS provider. We only have a small group of people that we've been supporting. So we're just transitioning them to other service providers, and we're going to stop that service at the end of this month.
Gary, a lot of people have heard about the NDIS and maybe know a little bit about it. Might wonder why you would make that decision.
As I said, it's not our core business, but we have had clients that have moved on to the NDIS programs, the government programs, and we've tried to assist them the best we can, but we don't have the expertise to fully support and assist people with disabilities.
Yeah.
We really concentrate on supporting older Australians in their own home. So, as I said, we only had a very small number of clients, and there's plenty of other providers around that can support those clients and give them probably a better, an all-round service rather than the small amount of services we could offer.
Fair enough. And before I let you go, what's with the home care packages?
Yeah, we're a late entry into this, although we've been registered for some time, but we took on our first home care package client back in October last year. We're steadily growing that part of the service. We have over 20 clients now. And you know, for your listeners, the entry level to aged care, that the program is called the Commonwealth Home Support Program, and then that's short-term delivery of services, and then people transition into a home care package, which is long-term service. So that's the future of aged care, and we're on that journey at the moment, and we're moving along quite nicely, and we're hoping to, you know, engage with a lot more people and be able to provide that service to them.
Excellent work. And as always, if you would like to find out any more information from Transcare, the easy way is to remember that simple phone number, 6545 3113, and have a word to the team down there. Gary, as always, thank you very much for your time this morning.
No worries. Thanks very much.